The Right Reverend Graham Usher, Bishop of Norwich, reflects on where we are and hopes that Mother Julian was right.
The great American writer and civil rights activist Maya Angelou said, "You may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can decide not to be reduced by them." I write this at the end of March. We've been asked to stay in our homes to protect the NHS and save lives for just over a week. With a heavy heart, our church buildings have been closed to support the national effort to reduce the speed of the spread of COVID-19. By the time you hear this, all manner of things might have happened. We might be getting back to normal, though I doubt it. We might well have lost dear friends and relatives and be carrying compounded grief that we were not able to comfort them or to make a final farewell. We may have been touched by simple acts of kindness and have got to know the neighbours who we've never spoken to before. What is clear is that we will have been travelling through uncharted territory in these uncertain times. Human beings don't much like uncertainty. We generally want to be in control of what happens to us. We are living through a time where other events are in command of us. That's what may define this era. As I turn the pages of the Bible, I find God being with people when they feel most out of control. To those facing unbelievable personal difficulties, God whispers there is a light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. To those simply overwrought with daily pressures, work or lack of work, Jesus whispers, "Come to me, and I will give you rest." To the lonely and those who feel frightened, God's Holy Spirit whispers, "Nothing shall separate you from the love of God." Through this time, God will go on breathing new life into us. I can guarantee that we will see God at work through the remarkable people who serve our nation, those who work in the NHS, who have shown such dedication and bravery, the emergency services and the armed forces keeping things going, the clergy and lay ministers who are learning to be the church in new ways to serve their communities, the people who've quietly got on filling our supermarket shelves and ensuring that food production continues, and those hundreds of thousands who have volunteered to roll up their sleeves and help others. That's what must define this era. Perhaps we might begin to think what we want everyday life to be like when the restrictions have lifted. Will staying at home with a gentler pace help some to find a new balance in their lives? Will extra time with children lead to lasting good for families? Will the planet have begun to recover from our daily assaults on it? How might we live kinder and more thoughtful lives? That's what could define our era. The medieval mystic and writer Mother Julian of Norwich lived through the Black Death, self-isolating in her cell with the noise of the street going on around about her. As we come to appreciate all the more the fragility and preciousness of life, I hope we can hear with her God saying to us, "All shall be well, all shall be well, all manner of things shall be well."